Blog Talk Radio.
Purpose Gospel Radio, and happy Resurrection Day, everybody.
I'm glad you can make it with me here today on this blessed Easter Sunday. Amen. All righty. Well, let's open up with a prayer. Amen. Lord our God, we seek your face and long to find you. May we find you as your people found you in times past when you drew near with many signs and miracles. May our hearts come before you in awe and trust and draw their strength from you. May many in our time seek you and receive your comfort and help. For you provide strength and courage for the poor and destitute, for the suffering and dying. Do not let our aid pass by in vain, O great and almighty God. A new time must surely come. A new day must be born from this present age. This is your will, and in your will we trust. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alrighty. Well, we're going to play some great gospel music for you this blessed Resurrection Day. We're going to start out with Father Jesus Spirit by Fred Hammond. And then we're going to play Arise, You're Good by William Murphy. And then a third song we will play is called A Place Called Victory by Dion Kipping.
Why is that door closed? What are you doing?
I'm doing a show.
Oh, really? I wish I could get on.
Okay, come on, music. Let's play.
Y'all got it. So let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin. Let's do this.
Now I need everybody. I need everybody to clap your hands.
Y'all got it. So let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin, let's do this.
Now I need everybody. I need everybody to clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father, 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 tell you about change.
I've been there.
And I've had the joy. Yeah.
great gospel songs. Wasn't they wonderful? Great for Easter Sunday. Amen. Get you in the mood. Yes, amen. All righty. Okay, I'm going to end this beeping. Okay, there we go. All right, now the beeping is gone. Amen. All righty. Well, I got some callers here. Let's take them and see who we got this Easter Sunday. All right, 111. You're on the air.
Aren't you dead?
Nah, I'm not dead.
Where were you?
I was sick. I wasn't feeling well.
Got the AIDS?
Got the what?
Got the AIDS?
No, I ain't got no AIDS.
How are you sick for one whole month? What kind of sickness you have?
Just been sick. Goodbye. 240, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Kenny.
Yeah.
It's DC2, man.
Hey, what's up, DC?
Kenny, if this is how you're going to do your show, man, you need to just retire, because I know you're going to say, I just played three songs, what's the big deal? First of all, you haven't done a show in I don't know how long. Second of all, it's the biggest Christian day of the year. It's Easter. And you play three 10-minute songs to start the show instead of going right in to the Word. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you do that? I don't understand.
Why not? It's
I just told you
Uh-oh.
Why not. Are you not listening? It's Easter, man. It ain't AM music night. It's not a regular. It's not a Tuesday in December. It's Easter, man. Does the Word not mean anything?
Radio. It's Purpose Gospel Radio. I play gospel music.
No, it's God's Rainbow Ministry. Ministry.
Yes.
It's not Purpose Gospel Radio.
Purpose Gospel Radio.
Okay. Kenny, do you have any other callers? Bring them on if you do.
Well, I've got more calls, but they haven't pressed the 1 key.
Well, whoever's on the line, press the 1 key, because I want to see if I'm out of line here or if I'm not out of line. If I'm out of line,
okay.
I'll apologize.
Okay, 111. You're on
here. Hey, Pastor Ken.
Hey, what's up, Grover?
I've been trying to check on you all month. I thought you were dead. There was rumors that you've been dead.
That's true, Kenny. Kenny, Leroy said you was dead. And Kent, on the show, they said you were dead. That is true.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I'm not dead.
Pastor Leroy said you were dead, and he was all crying about it. And then Pastor Kent got on, and Kent said, I'm quitting the ministry. I'm quitting. I'm giving it up. I'm quitting. And he blamed everybody because he said he's got heartburn. He's quitting.
Yeah, he was rushed to the hospital like four straight weeks in a row, and Leroy thought he was, on his deathbed. It turns out, I think Kent just had gas.
Yeah, he had some farts.
Called him up, and I told him, I said, you got to stop being, a victim and take some accountability for your behavior and the reason why your health is so bad. And he didn't listen to a word of it, and then he ended the show. I mean, he basically just said, whatever, and ended the show. So I think that show is pretty much dead. And Kenny, I think you're trying – Grover, what did you think of Kenny's decision to play three 10-minute songs from Wanda's greatest hits to start the show on Easter?
Well, I thought it was terrible because he's been gone for a whole month, and it's Easter, goddammit, and he needs to play some kind of Easter song, like some kind of a Peter Cottontail or Here Comes Easter Bunny, one of them Easter. What about that one about where he arose?
Yeah.
Jesus is Heroes. What about that song, Ken?
Nothing about that song. I got to play that song, too. Okay, they still want to complain about the music.
Kenny, listen. Just hear me out. You are in a prime position right now, based on the situation, to gain more and more listeners, my friend. We've been in this position before. You've been in this position before. And it's like you don't want it to get – you don't want to grow your show. Every time this happens, you go to, like, 30 minutes of music. But nobody listens to the show for that. If we all wanted to listen to Christian music, we can do that on our own. You need to just have the opening – your opening song, and then go right into the show. It doesn't need music.
Beanie Mick.
Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, he's plays the beanie.
I disagree. I think it's a gospel show, an hour and a half. It should have music, okay?
Kenny, you're not listening. I didn't say it shouldn't have music. I said it should have one song, not a whole goddamn album, Kenny.
I agree with that Negro. That Negro made a good point. That's Ken.
Thank you, brother.
Ken. Are you going to address some rumors?
What rumors?
One, you're dead. Two, you killed Pastor Kent. You made him quit his show by bullying him out of the business.
No, I didn't do that. He told me that people, okay, that get into his chat room is giving him a stress, and he can't deal with the stress of all the people in the chat room, so he's giving up the show.
You believe that?
I think that's good, because if you can't handle people disagreeing with an opinion, and you cry like a little baby, and when people challenge you on something, you get upset and your little ego can't handle it. You shouldn't do a show. You shouldn't. You're not in proper mental place mentally to do a show. So I think it's the right move for him.
Yeah, do you agree, Ken?
I think Pastor Ken should do what he wants to do, okay? I mean, he knows himself if he can handle it or not, and if he can't handle it, okay, then he should give it up.
Amen.
I think if he starts smoking cigarillos, he might feel better. It helps you, doesn't it?
No.
I'm not convinced he doesn't do that. I think he does smoke cigarettes. Look at his teeth.
Yeah.
That's a dead giveaway.
One time he had a live stream going, and he was hitting one of them vape pens. He's sucking on a vape smoke. He's sucking a smoke out of a vape. Ken, you know what those are called, those vape things you suck on? He's a vape suck.
Okay, let's take another caller here. 111. Happy Easter. You're on air.
Hello, this is Mike, and I just got home from the hospital. I had a bad accident in the gym doing heavy weightlifting. Just had a testicle surgery and a hernia surgery, and I'm in rough shape. But one thing I do know is I have my insiders. I got the information on the Blog Talk radio host, and now an Easter update for GRM. Not too long ago, we thought Kenny had died. I'm so glad you're back. These people must have lied. Some of your fans laughed, and some of us cried. Farrar ran out and had sex with several men, proving again he's not on your side. Most of the men he screwed were big, fat, and wide. I hope he didn't sell your Harley. It's one sweet ride. We were told Farrar wrote it down Main Street at Gay Pride. Cops knew it was stolen from Jimmy Pilkington, so we brought it home to hide. This has been a GRM Easter update. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, my guy. Thank you. God bless you.
That was beautiful. I'm clapping. I had to give it up.
That brought a tear to my eye.
Amen.
And I'll, I also move my bowels.
Amen.
Oh, right.
Teddy, inadvertently.
Teddy, that's okay, brother. Teddy, did you, is that Jimmy Pilkington's bike that you have?
No,
I never
heard
that.
No. It's not Jimmy Pilkington's bike. I bought it back in 2015.
Okay. All right. Amen.
Okay. 111, you're on
prison.
Here.
Hello, is this Kenneth Fishman?
Yes.
Oh. Yes, I've been trying to get a hold of you for almost 2 weeks. Where are you?
I'm in San Antonio.
What were you doing in Moscow with those four brown boys?
I wasn't in Moscow.
Oh.
Listen, they had little notes in their pockets. It's a coupon for one blood shop at Haven for Hope, but you were gone. What do you mean you were not there?
I was not there in Moscow. I was somebody pretending
Why
to be
Why were
me.
You giving them rewards here in the afterlife, 72 boys?
Nobody was doing anything with no boys.
Did you plan it on Moscow concert?
No.
What about the dick suck?
No. None of that going on.
Egg hole, baby. He loved the egg hole.
So the coupons are no longer valid, huh?
No. Nobody was in Moscow and nobody was doing anything.
You signed the blowjob coupons that were in their pockets.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
What do you mean you don't know? How many of the MPTs do you issue out to all these people?
111, you're on there. Hello?
Hello?
This is Russian FSB. Who are you to do this to me? I ask you a question about terrorism.
There ain't nothing going on with terrorism.
What an asshole.
You are a Muslim. You inspired four ISIS guys named ISIS K. K stands for Kenny. How is this funny?
Yeah, it's very fun. It's very
you
fun.
You give them blowjob coupons in their bucket to take to heaven.
Kenny, sucking off little boys is not funny, man. It's like you said that one time. You see a boy, you suck his dick in the manhood. That wasn't funny, Kenny.
I know.
Well, I said that in reference to me being the boy, okay? Because somebody called me a boy, and I said if you see a boy, you suck him in the manhood.
Ugh.
That's disgusting coming from a pastor, Kenny. That's disgusting.
All right.
That little gay.
As long as you understood what I meant by it.
I don't.
That's because you're dumb.
Wait,
hey,
what? Is Paul Grover dumb?
Yeah, he's a dumb. He's a dummy.
Kenny, wait a minute. You're supposed to be a pastor. This is supposed to be Easter. You got callers on your show, one of which is Grover, and you're calling him stupid? What is wrong with you, man?
Probably an asshole.
Oh, well,
is it,
it's one of those
Kenny,
things.
Kenny,
I can't help it when somebody's dumb.
Kenny, is your flow heavy this month? What's going on with you? Is that why you haven't done a show? You've had an extended period. It's bleeding all over yourself. I mean, seriously, calling Grover stupid is disrespectful as hell, man.
I can't help it here.
I would argue the person that said, talking about sucking dick in the manhood about little boys, that motherfucker's disgusting and stupid.
I would argue that.
Well, I can't help it. You're stupid, too. Cause you didn't
I'm not stupid, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
are.
Stu- are you kidding?
You're one Kenny. Dumbass sumbitch.
This motherfucker's lost his mind, man. Kenny, why did you do
off.
A show tonight? What is this?
He's off his meds.
I decided to do a show to get you to say hello to everybody and happy Easter.
And call everybody dumb. Every person that's on the line dumb.
Well, I can't help what you guys are.
I'm not dumb. I'm just black. the difference.
Hey, Grover, did you ever lie about your family being killed in Tel Aviv? Did you ever do that? Or meeting with the president? Or lying about him being in a car accident? Did you do any of that? I think all that shit's dumb, but I don't call Kenny dumb.
No, he says a lot of crazy stuff, but I don't ever call him dumb, even if he sucks on cigarillos and sucks on Ferrar.
And an HIV cock, that's pretty dumb, too.
You just don't take the load. That's what Ken said.
Kenny, you got any other callers? Maybe they'll be smarter than us.
Yeah,
I'm dumb.
One, you're on here.
Pastor thinks I'm dumb.
Fucking moron.
One, you're on here.
Somebody just farted. Hello?
You're on here, 1-1. Okay.
I think it's a prank call. It's a prank call. Probably can't call from the hospital.
Okay, another 111 caller. Wait a second. 111, you're on air.
Can't. Ken.
I'm caller.
Ken. You got somebody in the chat room named Literally Willow that says, this is my first time listening, and now I feel unsafe. You're driving people away from God.
Well, sorry about that, Literally Willow. Okay.
Kenny, I have a legitimate question for you. Actually, I have a couple of them, and I want you to answer them honestly. First off, are you on any... Are you drunk?
No.
Okay. And two, did you skip a medication or something? Because you don't normally act like this.
No.
Well, then what's wrong? Did Farrar do something that we don't know about? I mean, you don't ever act like this. You're acting odd to me. Grover, am I wrong?
He doesn't normally assault callers.
He's usually much more laid back. He's very aggressive tonight.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it? 111, you're on here.
Kenny.
Assalamu alaikum, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, Hassan?
Maybe you should eat right before iftar. You are getting kind of cranky.
Ah, I was fasting for Ramadan.
Exactly. Have you lost any weight?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah, I lost girth.
It's girth.
All right, take some naked pictures and send them to me.
Oh.
Huh.
Hello?
Hello?
What
is
the girth
do that? You going to send them pictures?
Ken?
God damn it.
Are you... I didn't hear a yes from you.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, take some pictures and send them to me.
Oh, I don't have no camera.
Oh, use Farrar's camera. Take a picture. And then layering your clothing off, so... Eventually, there's no clothing. I just need to see how everything looks in place.
Nip.
Oh, okay.
Send them nip pics.
That sounded sarcastic. I don't understand.
111. You're on air.
Have you not sent naked photos of yourself before?
Hello.
Hello.
Ken, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Because... I was trying to call in, and when I finally make it, and you're here calling people stupid. What?
Yeah, well, Ken, only if it relates to you.
What?
So, Kenny, why would you call somebody like me, you know, somebody that's been around and supported your show since 2017, stupid? I just don't understand what your deal is, man. Like, I don't know why you seem very upset. Like, is there something, did something happen to Tony or something in your family or something? I said something like
Tabitha.
30 times in that sentence.
What about Tabitha?
You just in a bad mood?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I'll get over it.
How was the anal bash?
There was no anal bash.
That's not what I heard.
That's one of the rumors.
I wasn't going to even bring that up because I don't want to get
chocolate.
Called another name.
The chocolate dildos.
I felt like Ken was on the verge of hitting us with the hard R, Grover. I was feeling like he was on the verge. I don't want to be called that.
He had the chocolate dildos, and people put them in their asshole. Until they melted, and the person who held it in the longest was a winner.
Ken, did you win? No, he lost. That's why he's so mad.
Didn't have that going on.
Liar.
I think he lost. That's why he's upset.
Yeah, where's Farrar? Where's Farrar?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did. He was talking in the background before the music started. I heard him.
Did he leave? Kenny, are you free, Kenny?
Yeah,
Did he leave?
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny, you should be in a great mood then, man. You don't have to worry about him. You can be loud. You can do whatever you want. I don't understand why you're in a bad mood, man. It's Easter. He is risen, and he's also gone. Kenneth, what's wrong, man? Why are you upset today, brother? I didn't even know that.
Everything's good now. Amen.
Maybe you should apologize for calling people stupid.
Kenneth, I have a question for you.
Come on, apologize.
Blacks. Call black people stupid.
Kenny.
That's not.
Yeah.
Right. I had a friend who was in the grocery store earlier today and saw you.
I wasn't in the grocery store today.
You were, and you were yelling, "I choose Barabbas." What does that mean?
Barabbas was a very bad man at the time of Jesus. And people were yelling for Barabbas to be freed instead of being crucified. And that's why Jesus got crucified, because they freed Barabbas.
I know, Kenny.
So you are responsible for Jesus being crucified, right?
No, I wasn't responsible.
That's the Jews.
Well, why were you yelling, "I choose Barabbas"?
I wasn't.
You're disappointing the Ummah, Kenny. Really. Played your speeches while you were gone. Fuck Psalm 37. Fuck the Jews. What else do you say? A lot of people
forgive
look up to you, Kenny.
Forgive them for
what?
They know not what they do.
Go ahead. Amen.
Is there anything in the Bible about chocolate dildos?
No.
What about dildos in general?
No.
What about peeps? Marshmallow peeps?
No.
Damn it.
Is Ashley still on
the line? I've heard stories. If you insert those peeps, they come out looking the same.
About brown peeps when you show them up the ass. Hey, Ken, isn't it true that Easter only exists to hide Passover and cover it up? To cover up Passover? Isn't that true?
No.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So, Kenny, when are you going to start doing shows again?
I'm doing shows.
When's your next show?
Probably tomorrow.
Well, why have you decided to start doing shows again?
Because I decided to. I'm feeling better.
What were you suffering from?
This one's going well, in general.
Somebody's beeping. Ken, is that your heart monitor?
No.
Ken.
Kenny, who's doing that?
That's a heart monitor.
It sounds like the noise I hear on the Catch the Predator show.
Well, it's not in the room I'm in, Kenny, so don't blame me.
Are you talking to any kids?
No.
Fuck Psalm 37 and fuck you!
Oh! Kenny? Kenny, you're angry, man. That's vicious.
Ken, what's wrong?
That wasn't me. That was you.
No, it wasn't.
No, I know it was a recording, Kenny. Kenny, I know it was a recording of you.
It was actually playing a recording.
No,
I know
it
wasn't. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Good job, Ashley.
I didn't do anything.
Goodbye, Ashley.
That was strange. No, I was going to say, Kenny, that was clearly a recording.
Yeah, it was actually.
But it was hilarious. I mean, you were going off, Kenny. That hurt me to hear. What was the context of that? Did Kent do that to you? Was that Kent that fired you up like that?
It could have been BBF.
Oh, I think that was Kent. I think that sounded like Kent rage to me.
Psalm 37 says he will not forsake his saints.
Amen.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. You tell me. 101, you're on there.
Guess who, motherfuckers? You thought you were safe from me, Kenny? You thought you could leave me?
That's Ferrari.
Dang it.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, shut up, Piper. I'm not talking to you.
Chocolate. What about the
Kenny.
Chocolate dildo? Chocolate
yes,
dildo.
Yes,
there was
lots of chocolate dildos. I'm chopping
hey,
chocolate dildo.
Why has Gay Boss Hall got a leash on you, man? You can't even do a show without this monstrosity of a hog calling in. I don't understand it. I really don't. You a grown man,
what
Kenny.
Are you calling hog, boy?
Ain't no boy here. Those are, that's what you and Kenny get, boys. I'm a man. And you also know back in the late 80s, you was out there selling your ass. So don't talk to me about nothing, Gay Boss Hog.
Yeah, that's right. I was. I was giving people HIV.
You called about...
And
Fishman
syndrome.
You caught four misdemeanors selling your ass, and don't lie about it, because we all know. Ain't nobody else on this show a whore, but you was
hey,
a whore.
Listen, gorilla, at least I don't
really?
Sit around
y'all
throwing
think
my
that sounds,
everywhere.
Y'all think that sounds like me? Oh, my God, y'all are really
hey,
sad.
Who's this imposter you have in your show, Kenny? Get him off
yeah,
now.
This is the real Tony. This is the real Tony.
Wait. Man, my head's going to explode. Which one is the real Farrar?
I'm the real one.
It's me.
Yeah, I'm real.
How you doing?
What
up,
real?
Okay, this is the real one. So that's a fake one.
It is a fake one. Doppelganger.
I am that fake.
All right, Tony, I apologize for what I said. I thought that was you being mean, but I should have known better because you was nice to me the last, a bunch of times we talked. So I apologize for being a jerk. I'm sorry about
that. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I wish that person would stop calling.
Well, that's what makes things interesting. You know, when he calls into the Tony Gaga show, when he calls here – you know, flattery, I mean, impersonation is, you know, a great form of flattery. So if he takes his time to want to practice and pretend to be me and call places to amuse people, hey, let him have fun.
I have to admit, I'm pretty embarrassed because my hearing must be really going bad here, you know, as I age, because I really thought that was you. I don't know. I'm embarrassed. I apologize again, Tony. I'm sorry.
Hey, Tony, how often do you hit Ken?
Never.
Come on. We've heard it on the radio.
You know, I honestly think that violence is the sign of a weak mind. That's how I was raised. My parents raised me that way. I wasn't raised around violence. I don't see the need for violence. I am deeply offended by people who think that the only way to get their point across is with violence. And the fact that y'all are always accusing me of violence is just kind of upsetting, too. I mean, you don't even know me.
We've heard you.
So how can you assume that I'm a violent person?
We've heard you.
You've never heard me hit anybody.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you,
Of you throwing eggs at him.
Now, at the price of eggs a dozen right now, you think I'm going to waste eggs? Do you know what eggs cost?
I didn't say it was done now. I do believe that you have abused the man, and that is why he's like a rabid dog now, snapping at everyone.
As Kenny told some people earlier, you know, though it wasn't funny because, you know, but it was his opinion, you're dumb.
You know, there is a halal way of beating him.
So why don't you tell me how it's done? Since you seem to know so much about it. Entertain us.
You're not supposed to punch him in the face, essentially.
I've never punched anybody in the face, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't get hit.
I'm trying my hardest to hold my tongue.
Well, stick it up far enough.
It is very unlikely that someone who is in your line of work has never experienced or dealt with violence before.
And what exactly is my line of work?
You tell me.
You tell me. You seem to think that I work in a violent atmosphere. What exactly do you think I do?
Did you get into Danny Bonaducci's car once?
Did I get into Danny? Why would I get into a car with Danny Bonaducci?
Tough job.
No, I don't think so.
So Danny Bonaducci is lying?
Well, if Danny Bonaducci said he had Tony Ferrar in his car, then yes, he's lying.
Tough job.
Yes, I do
right
believe you're a nut job, Grover. You are a nut job.
Not that. Let's talk about head job, like a blow job on the penis.
I know the kind that you've been caught giving on street corners. You've been to jail for sucking dick on street corners. I understand. Yes, you have, Grover.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was Eddie Murphy.
Did he
play with your feet?
Excuse me, what?
Maybe it was Eddie Murphy. Did he play with your feet?
Eddie Murphy played with your taint? What exactly are you talking about?
I said feet. You didn't get in
there
the car with Eddie Murphy?
There is something wrong with you. Why do you have all these fantasies about people like Eddie Murphy and Danny Bonaducci?
Why do all these celebrities have stories about you getting in their car?
I don't know. You know, basically kind of honored, though, that they would say that they'd had me in their car. And not only had me in their car, but remembered me and remembered my name.
Honestly, I don't think it was fond memories, to be honest.
I must have been good. If they're remembering me and talking about me, and they're big stars, and they're not ashamed
of
me.
So you are a religious man. You haven't converted to Islam yet, and you're willing to swear to...
You are so dumb.
You are willing to swear to Jesus that you never laid a hand on Kenny.
God, swear to Jesus.
You said, I swear to Jesus. You didn't say, I swear to Jesus, I never abused Kenny.
I swear to Jesus, I have never laid a hand on the man that I call Kenneth Fishman. The man that I live with for 19 years, have never laid a finger on him.
Nope, he never has.
And I swear that
have you laid any eggs on him?
May Jesus take me now as we speak
while
I'm on the phone with you.
Hold on. Let me pray to Allah that you're lying. Hold on.
Why don't you you should go pray to Allah.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Before you hang me up, I just want to... Tony
on.
F., you said you've never laid a hand on Ken. Right?
What? Excuse me? Oh, hi,
never
Ashley.
Laid a hand on... Yeah, so I want to play something that's might be evidence of something.
Oh, Lord. So now what are you going to play? Some fake tape, something like that? What are you going to play, Ashley?
And it's what y'all wanted. It's what happened. And this is just how it's going to be. Computer. So that's how it goes.
What?
So goodbye.
That didn't sound like no abuse to me. I don't hear any violence. I don't hear any slapping or smacking or punching or kicking or biting. What exactly you were trying to? Now, Ashley, guess what? You're on the list. You're dumb. You're dumb too, Ashley. Dumb.
Did you hear the entire thing?
No, she talked over.
I heard it, and there was no violence on there. I'm sorry to tell you.
You talked over it, to be honest, but that's all right.
But it is so very odd. You know, I find it kind of funny that you're so deeply into our lives that you have to go about this and, you know, listen to old recordings and find clippings and, wow,
oh, so
that's kind of cool.
That?
I feel
that
kind of
real
honored
play
by
it again.
That. Play it again,
that was a real clip.
Play it again.
Play it one more time.
Okay. You want me to play it again? All right. Here goes. This time, don't talk over it. Listen.
Ben and I decided that y'all were, and it's what y'all wanted. It's what happened, and this is just how it's going to be. Computer, so that's how it goes. So goodbye. This is the last time you'll be hearing from him or me.
No.
You just heard you, stupid. You had to fuck it up. You had to fuck it up. I just fucking heard you. You're still with those people back.
So, did you hear all that?
Yeah, I heard the talking. I didn't hear any violence. I didn't hear any violence. I heard myself say he fucked it up.
Were you swatting flies?
I wasn't swatting anything.
DC, did you hear it? Can you explain
what
you
heard? I heard three smacks, but you can deny it. She's just going to deny it, so it's whatever.
Well, of course I'm going to deny it, because that's not what you heard, and that's not what was done.
That's what I heard.
Why should I deny? You know, why should
those
I lie about
smacks.
It? You know what? If I hit Kenny, why would I lie about it?
Because you don't want people to think you're abusive.
But wait a minute. If I hit Kenny, and after 19 years he's still here, maybe Kenny would like it. Maybe Kenny likes a good spanking every once in a while. How do you really know? And how do you make it your business?
Spoken like every abusive spouse.
I simply answered her question. That's all I did. I didn't say anything else.
I'm just asking. You know, y'all just deal deeply with our sex life and what goes on at our house. And I don't know why y'all are so deeply interested. I've never understood.
So you're
like
going to be
exposed.
So wait,
excuse me, Ashley, what was that?
You're moving the goalpost a little bit.
You inserted yourself into the show. You became part of the show.
So now you're going to be
mocked accordingly.
Yeah, that's fine. And I listen to it every week on the Tony Gaga show.
Don't say stuff.
So,
and talk down to us like we're idiots when we obviously know what's going on behind the scenes.
But you don't know what's going on.
You seem to know what's going on.
I can still go back to the same line that Kenny and I have never had a physical altercation. Plain and simple.
That's not true. Because
believe what you want. Believe what you want.
What about the eggs?
And what is this about the eggs? This is another thing I do not get. Do you think I'm going to purposely waste food throwing eggs at people?
Yes.
No.
You would.
No.
Yes.
Not even. I'd whip up an omelet first. Throw perfectly good eggs at people. I think one of you has a fetish and likes having eggs thrown at you. Because y'all come up with the strangest things. Strange.
You did
say
that.
For the record, how much do you charge for that?
What? You want to charge for that? Well, you might talk to Ashley or one of them, because one of them is into that. Maybe they can hook you up, and you can go charge them or whatever.
You don't have a price list for throwing eggs at a naked man?
Oh, what?
I don't know, Ashley. You said you have a price list for throwing eggs.
Hold on. Yes.
Why does Ashley have a price list?
You're going to throw eggs at me, Gretchen? Okay. I'm going to have eggs thrown at me.
Hello. Enjoy. Have fun.
Ow.
Watch the shells in the face.
Oh. Okay, it's starting to hurt. Ow.
Tell her to boil them first.
Oh, so you're an expert in that. You're an expert? So you're basically confirming what we're saying. Yeah, you're
in
an expert.
Eggs?
Yeah.
Well, there's not many things you... A soft egg, a boiled egg.
Settle down. Tony, let me ask you a side question.
Oh, Lord.
Do you believe Kent is a child molester?
I do not know Kent personally. I've never associated with him except online
and on the air.
Well, you can't listen to what the stories are, first of all. Because if
the
I
stories are
I heard
he
about,
homosexuals
if I,
like
if
you,
I,
too.
If I believed everything I heard about myself on this show, then it would be really crazy. So I have a tendency not to believe a lot of things that I hear online unless they can be verified. If he's ever been arrested for child molest, if he has a record, well, that would be another story. But since I don't know his personal history, who am I to say?
You also believe he doesn't like gay people?
I believe he thinks that homosexuality is wrong in the eyes of the Lord that he believes in. Yes, I do believe that.
And why are you willing to comment on that but not anything else?
I've called him out on it on his show on several occasions. Him and that other guy that he used to have on there with him, Detox, no.
Negro.
What was his name? Who?
Detox.
Oh, Doctrine.
I like Detox better.
Hey, Tony F.
I couldn't remember what his name was.
Tony?
Yes?
I have just a message. DC2 actually has something he really wants to say, and
what I was saying was that before when she was, do you want to be called he or she, Tony? I don't want to be disrespectful.
I am a grown adult man.
Okay, he was speaking earlier, and I was trying to talk, but he kept talking, so I didn't get it. And now I don't even remember what I wanted to say, so it doesn't matter.
Oh.
But at that time, I had a lot to say, but now I can't even remember because my memory is bad. But proceed. It's fine.
It is such a beautiful evening out.
You also go by
me
at Cornhole Nathan?
Corneation.
What about
Sorry,
it?
Corneation.
Oh, yes.
What about it?
Do you call yourself he there?
Do what?
Do you call yourself he?
Yeah.
At Corniation?
Yeah.
Then why don't you dress like a he?
How do you know how I'm dressed?
I've seen pictures.
I've seen pictures.
So have you seen the pictures and seen some of those pictures? I'm wearing a beard.
One time you had a hairy taint.
5 o'clock shadow.
No, I perform for Corniation sometimes with a full beard.
What cock kind beard. Of beard?
Cock beard.
You're just so involved with cock, Grover. What is wrong with you? Everything out of your mouth is about dick, dude. You call a supposedly God-fearing show, and all you talk about is dick.
Well, he likes dick.
Don't belittle his culture.
What does his culture have to do with it?
Your boyfriend.
You're saying black men are perverts.
That's not what I said.
Your boyfriend called me stupid. He said I'm black and dumb.
Well...
Don't say if the shoe fits, wear it. Don't say that.
I was waiting for that to come out. I was waiting for that line.
Don't call a cow black.
That's racist.
What's racist?
Wait, what?
Don't call a cow black.
That's racist. Jesus.
Oh, did you guys see? I think there was just a car bombing. Yeah, I didn't tell anyone. I'm in Tel Aviv right now.
Oh. Did you take a time machine back to 1986? I'm just playing.
Well, let me check the date.
Lord.
Wait a minute.
I mean, 20 years and y'all still haven't come up with some new material.
Nope.
Wow.
I was 20 years with the same storyline. Over and over and over again.
What about the HIV?
What about it?
Would you say you're in HIV remission?
I would say if I have HIV or if I do not have HIV is really none of your business, considering we are not friends or associates.
HIPAA.
But what
about
the people around you? Shouldn't they have a right to know?
How do you know that people around me don't know?
What about customers?
So I'm going to assume that means, yes, they do know.
Victor. What about Victor?
Do know
therefore,
what?
You're
what,
confirming?
What are you exactly wanting to confirm? What are y'all hunting for? Are you hunting for the fact that maybe somebody is HIV positive and y'all find that degrading, maybe making those people lower than yourselves? Do you find people with HIV as
a
disease disgusting or less than human?
And I think that's...
Does it really matter what a person has? If I had cancer, would you be saying, do you have cancer?
I don't want you to give anything.
What difference does it make what a person has or what their diseases are? If they're not giving
don't
them to you, you shouldn't have to worry about it.
Don't hurt
you
Ken. I don't want you to hurt Ken. Don't hurt him.
Okay, well, what if I told you that I was positive for COVID-19 and I went around and coughed?
That's a bad thing, and you shouldn't be doing such things.
So, there's a rumor that you deliberately passed on HIV. So,
and you know what, Ashley? That's exactly what that is, a rumor. Did you know? Now let me state a point. You know, since y'all want to be cute about these things. Did you know that people can be sent to prison for purposely spreading the HIV virus? So if I was doing such a thing, I don't think I'd be out free and about. I think I would have been reported, you know, and there would have been something done about it. people go to jail for this. I know people in our community throughout the years who have gone to prison for purposely and, you know, knowingly having sex with other people knowing they have HIV. So,
I mean, you got arrested. But people get away with.
There's the answer to your question.
You have people who get on black people and they get away with it.
Hey, Tony,
what?
Why don't you do your own show, man? You talk more than Ken talks in like 6 months in one
because,
night. You should do your
own show. Why I don't do my own show? Because Ken and
what?
I tried to do that. I tried to come on Ken's show
and tried to do stuff,
I don't get any response. I get no response. I get no callers. I get nothing. People just want to bitch and complain when I get on Ken's show. And tonight I wouldn't even have gotten on Ken's show.
No, I'm saying do your own show, not Ken's show.
Ken, do you have
Hold on. I'm only on Ken's show tonight because I heard my name mentioned so many times that I got tired of it.
Of course.
So I thought I'd come on air and play and talk to y'all. Since y'all just want to talk about me, why not talk with me?
Amen. Ken, do you have Tommy in queue?
Oh, yes, I do. I'll bring him on. Tommy, you're on here.
He's what? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So, Ken, I've been hearing that you've been calling people dumb earlier in the show before Tony got on. And I want to know, do you think that you're smarter than some of the callers that are on the air right now? Do you feel that you're smarter than them?
I didn't say I was smarter or not. I was simply saying that if you don't understand a particular comment that I make, that makes you dumb.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a question for you. And then one of the other callers can answer this, too. What are the Ten Commandments?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And as an incentive, Tony F. cannot give you the answers. You got to think this one over yourself. No Google, nothing.
Okay, it's very simple, okay? Have no other gods before me, okay? Two, okay? Keep the Sabbath holy, okay? Honor thy mother and father. Do not steal. Do not murder. Okay? Do not covet. Okay? Just name a few. Okay? There we go.
Name a few?
That's not all.
Ten commandments. I said Ten Commandments. That's like four or five.
That's all right, Kenny. It's all right, brother.
There's actually 11. I know what
it is. Isn't one of them lying about beating Kenny? Bearing false witness?
The 11th, the commandment?
You should know about bearing false witness.
Bitch.
You do it enough.
Don't be a dick suck.
There's Grover again talking about having sex.
That sucking the dick ain't having no sex.
Oh, sucking dick isn't sex?
Listen, Tony, just call him a coon and get over it.
Oh, I would never say such
no,
a thing. I would never say
that's
such
what
a thing.
Thinking.
That reminds me of
you're
raccoons.
Think, you're thinking that.
No, I wasn't. Sorry.
How many black men have you serviced?
What did you say?
How many black men have you serviced?
What kind of service?
I'm not implying that you worked at In-N-Out Burger.
Well, I worked in a bar as a bartender, so I guess I've served black people. You know, of course, you know my customers. I guess I have served a couple. Excuse me?
I think he's talking about the late '80s.
What about the late '80s?
Well, I mean, I think everybody on the line knows what happened in the late 80s. I think what he's asking you has to do with that line of work.
And what did you want to know?
I didn't want to know anything he was asking. I was just trying to clarify what he was talking
about. I asked how many black men you serve.
None.
Exactly. Why is that?
But what does that have to do with anything?
Why would you service a black man?
I've never had a Chinese man. I've never had a Puerto Rican. I've never had a Cuban. Let's see. I've never had a Laotian. I've never had a Filipino. There's a whole bunch of people that I've never races that I've never had sex with.
But there still is a 20% black population in
And that doesn't make me racist. Sorry.
In your city, there's not 30% Laotian community, but there is at least 25% black.
Okay, well, now you answer me a question. I answered yours. Now you answer mine. Are you ready?
You bear false witness.
How many black men have you serviced?
I would give the same answer as you, but the number would have to be low because I'm not in the service industry.
So you're a racist?
I'm not in the service industry.
You're a racist. You've never had a black man, so you're racist. See?
What a racist!
I've never serviced any man.
Ah, that's terrible, terrible, terrible. Racism in America.
I can admit that. Black people are abids. They're slaves, according to the Quran. I can admit that. Can you admit there's a reason why you do not service black men?
No reason at all.
They don't tip.
Hello?
yeah, we don't like bad tippers.
My name is
Ashley.
I don't want to say my name. No.
What?
I don't know who that is. My name is Sophia Fiorova.
Ashley.
And okay. No.
Ken,
no,
you have that caller online. Hang up on them.
That's dumb. That was dumb.
Because they're dumb.
I agree with that one.
So wait,
I will stay on the line, but we will hang up on dumb callers. Sorry.
What about Indians?
Aside from Victor, what was the youngest man you've had?
Well.
Ooh, I've never had Victor. I'm not into old men. Sorry.
The other Victor. The one you're hiding.
Where am I hiding him?
Anyway,
does Victor have a
colostomy bag? What's the youngest man you've been with?
Victor, age 16.
Well, I would say probably 18.
Nope.
And I was probably 15. Around the same age.
Oh, yeah. That's close.
As an adult, what was the youngest man you've been with?
I'm into men. You're not listening. You're not listening. I'm into men my own age. I don't have a thing for younger men. I don't have a thing for older men. I like guys that are my age.
Wait, Tony, if you're like 60-something years old, too?
I'm 60. And?
Oh.
Jesus.
I thought you were younger than that. No offense.
No.
Nope.
I'm 60 years old. I've got a 61-year-old partner, and we've been together 19 years. We've never strayed from our partnership. We've never neither one of us has ever had sex with anybody else in those 19 years. No matter what y'all want to say and what y'all want to say about it, that's the truth, and that's how it goes on. Holy Sunday, honey. Praise the Lord.
Dan is a married Islamic man. Speak for yourself.
What about
what?
Ken is a married Islamic man.
Ken is married, and his wife is very well aware of what is going on. So, personally, that's none of your business if he's married or not.
You were saying that you've been faithful for 20 years. You haven't.
Yes, we have.
Not monogamy.
Yes, we have.
Have you met his wife?
I've spoken to her on the phone.
How did that conversation go?
It was just fine. We're two adults. Why shouldn't it go fine?
Well, I'm not insinuating that it didn't go fine, but I'm just curious, like, how is she like handling that her current husband is like, you know, having a boyfriend and just living with that boyfriend.
Well, because y'all don't seem to understand, and y'all just seem to want to know everything. You know what? Ken's wife is not bothered with who Ken lives with because she has her own life, and she has had her own life since her and Ken split. So Ken's not missing her. She's not missing him. She doesn't care who he's with. He doesn't care who she's with. So I don't know why y'all insist that there's a big situation.
Well, they're still married, yet there's no divorce. We all come from cultures that, like, if you don't love somebody anymore, then you got to divorce them if you're married to them.
That's one of the Ten Commandments.
But if both of them are
happy with the situation and neither one of them is bothered, it should only be their business. It's between
it's
them and God.
Not right.
Has nothing to do with
matter.
You.
It's not. It's still not right.
But in the end, who is he going to answer? Who is Ken going to answer to? Is he going to answer to you, DC, or is he going to answer to the Lord?
Or me.
But he's breaking the Lord's commandment
and
on adultery.
And if it's a sin, he will answer for that. But who are y'all to say, and who are y'all to judge?
Well, it is a sin, but okay.
It is your God who
you
say made that rule.
Yeah, I know, but y'all seem to want to just push the laws of God on Ken and on me.
No, we
just
want to push the homosexuals on
you. And yet you don't live those rules yourself.
You claim that you follow the Ten Commandments, and you're committing a sin of adultery.
And? Okay.
See, that's the problem. It's like we look to Ken as a pastor, and he's supposed to be leading by a proper example. But how are we supposed to look to him as a pastor if he's committing sin after sin after sin after sin? It's like, how are we, the unguided ones of the Lord, trying to find faith and look towards a pastor like Ken if Ken is committing all these kinds of sins? Like, how are
what
we
are
supposed
all
to take
these,
him
what are you what do you mean all these kinds of sins?
Dick in the
what
ass.
Are all these sins you're talking about? You're making it sound like Ken lives in a Gomorrah and he is just committing one sin after the other on a daily basis.
He is bearing
all
false
willing,
witness.
All willy-nilly.
He's breaking the Sabbath. He's committing adultery.
Dick in the ass.
He's bearing false witness.
You claim he's bearing false witness.
Ken made a comment that he does not pick it up the ass,
and you said Ken is lying. So you are saying that Ken is very false
witness a whole lot for people that talk shit. For people that talk shit, you sure do want a lot of shit.
Okay, we have less than 3 minutes left. Okay, so I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless you. Have a good Easter. Okay, and see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Ken kicks it up the ass.
There's no
Ken, we ain't done yet. We ain't done yet. Next
I bet
episode.
You do, too.
To be continued.
To be continued.
No Easter content. No Easter content.